In Washington state, three judges must play modern-day Solomon for a man, his ex-wife, and an egg donor. The case revolves around who should get custody of two frozen embryos. The lawyers say medical technology is again outpacing the law. Reporter Tom Bonsi has more on the perplexing case, which was argued this week in Tacoma.
Meet David and Becky Litowitz. The Western Washington couple needed help to have children after a hysterectomy left Becky unable to conceive. Happily, they were able to combine David's sperm with eggs from a donor. A surrogate mother bore them a girl, now three, but then Becky and David divorced. They still had two frozen embryos. And there's the rub. Becky Litowitz wants those embryos brought to life.
These are my children. Whether they're in cryo-frozen state or not, I want my children.
Becky also believes her three-year-old has a right to know her siblings. David Litowitz has no problem with bringing the embryos to life, but then he wants to put the babies up for adoption. During the protracted divorce trial, the judge awarded Mr. Litowitz control of the embryos because they include his sperm. This week, Becky's appeal reached a higher court.
All rise. Court is reconvened.
The Litowitzes did not speak to each other and sat far apart as three judges from the Washington State Court of Appeals heard arguments from both sides. Becky's lawyer, Colleen Grady, presented the case as a child custody dispute, even though the children in question haven't been born.
Where are they going to be placed? In any situation, in dissolution action, if one party says, I don't want them, the other party gets them. In this case, we had one party that said, I don't want them, and you can't have them. And I think that's why we're here before this court.
David Litowitz declined interviews, but in court papers, he explains why he wants the embryo babies put up for adoption. He doesn't want to share custody with his ex-wife. His lawyer, Catherine Nelson, also says the single dad wants any new children to live with two parents.
Mr. Litowitz's wishes are first and foremost for the best interest of the child, which is to come into life in a family that has a mother and a father. Secondarily, however, he does not feel that there should be government interference in dictating whether or not he becomes a father.
Now, add one more wrinkle. Enter the California woman who donated the eggs so the Litowitzes could have children. Jennifer asked to address the court since she'll become someone's biological mother if the embryos are unfrozen. Jennifer was not allowed to speak to the court, but outside, the donor declares the embryos should go to Mrs. Litowitz.
And do you want Becky to have these children as they were intended to? They were adopted to Becky. Maybe the contract says Becky and David, but obviously David doesn't need any eggs. Becky does. Yeah.
Jennifer says she would be devastated if a child from one of her eggs was adopted by a stranger. The judges on the State Court of Appeals are in a pickle. There are lots of laws about the division of property in divorces, and there's case law on child custody, but frozen embryos fall somewhere in between. The high courts of Massachusetts, New York, and Tennessee have ruled that a father cannot be forced to have a child against his will, but this case is different in that both parents want the embryos brought to life, but kept from each other. It could take months for the appeals court to issue a ruling. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Tacoma, Washington.